Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Joel is one of the top futurists of our time. Author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, a book and a film that literally reset my thinking about how things work. And I encourage you to find that. That's just one of his many works. And he's our good friend Joel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that I've covered and reported on my show for the last 21 and a half years, Joel, with different experts, is the single thing that's going to be continue to be a big issue going forward as our population grows, as our Earth does whatever it's doing and whatever we're doing to it, and that's water. Many people predict, and there already have been water wars. I know states that are going to war with each other over water, and so you brought us a couple of topics that could possibly ameliorate some of that. Talk to us about it.
Well, they both help. The dilemma with the water issues is two issues. One is drought, where you're just not getting any rain at all.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other one is you have water, but it's salty.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got an ocean full of water, and we can get the salt out. And we have two pieces of research, one that deals with each of those problems. First of all, at the University of California, Berkeley, they've been working on trying to adjust plants' need for water. In other words, reducing the plants' need for water, but still produce properly. And that's the key. They've done other things where they've reduced the need for water, but the production went down. So that's not useful.
Right.
But the University of California, Berkeley, has discovered a protein called PSBS. Doesn't mean anything to us, but that's what they call it. But it's a protein that regulates the harvesting of light by the plant.
Huh.
And the result of this being able to increase the PSBS is that you increase the efficiency of plants to the point that it takes 25% less water to produce the same yield.
Wow.
And that's a big deal. If I'm a farmer who's been irrigating, that's a big deal.
Especially for third world countries where the water situation is not a drought, it's the conditions they always have.
Yes.
Also in California, people complain because it takes a gallon of water to make an almond. Well, you know, if it could only take 3/4 of a gallon to make an almond, that'd be better, wouldn't it?
That's a better deal. Plus, everywhere that they're irrigating, you can say there's a 25% reduction in the need for water for irrigation.
Well, and look at the energy saving, because water doesn't, you know, water follows gravity, but sometimes it has to be pushed a little bit.
Often, in fact, if you think about the Great Plains, they're pumping all the time.
Right.
So 25%, as usual, you hit the right point. It's not just the food out of there, but it's the energy that is used and all the other things that go along with irrigation, all of a sudden 25% more efficient. So this is good news, because what it is it's going to the plant to make the change rather than to do something with chemicals around the plant or that kind of a solution. The plant has the solution itself, and it looks like we can, you know, given our new skills of genetic modification, we should be able to turn that into useful products.
You know, if I were a hydro agronomist expert scientist, I'd be excited about putting these two reports together and coming up with some kind of a global projection on how these two things alone could contribute to, you know, X amount of availability and you know, help the future of the planet for, you know, the next 50 years. That'd be an interesting research, wouldn't it?
It would be. And it's going to happen, because it has to happen. We're just not going to get to the 21st, to the 22nd century the way we got to the 21st century.
This is what you do. I mean, you identify implications out there with these two disparate research projects when they're put on the same table, like I have it here in front of me, side by side, they become one.
Yep. Let's talk about the second one, though, because it's kind of interesting. I'm going to read the headline from the article. A solar-powered way to purify salt water with sunlight and nanoparticles is even more efficient than first thought, new study reports. I want you to notice the words solar-powered, saltwater, nanoparticles. Think of how we've talked about those things over the past 10 years, and here they are coming together in a three-part deal and giving us a much more efficient way of taking the salt out of the water and getting pure water. And the big discovery was that they've been using heat to heat up water on one side of a membrane to help drive the water through, but it holds the salt. So the membrane stops the salt from going through, but the heat drives the water through.
And so we need to have these plants where the dry world is, where there's more heat. Hold on to that thought, Joe. We're going to come back and talk some more about some other issues with Joe Barker after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.